BBC Tees has learned that there are potentially 11,000 new homes that could be built across Teesside in the coming years. The issue of where we build new homes is very often a controversial subject for local councils. But are we building the right kinds of homes for local people? Our next question, I suppose, really is, are we building them in the right places as well? My reporter at BBC Tees, David Rhodes, will be looking at all this for us on Breakfast and joins me in the studio right now. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Alistair.
So a fair few things to cover off here. I mentioned the introduction there. Often a very controversial subject, not just for councils, but for people living in the area as well. 11,000 new homes. I mean, how has that figure been calculated?
Well, we've asked five local councils across Teesside to provide us with details as to the number of applications that are currently in their planning systems. So we've asked for that number, and we've also asked for the number of new homes that potentially those planning applications could relate to. The figure that's come back to us is around 11,000. It's 11,200 new homes potentially to be built in the next coming years across Teesside. So these relate to planning applications that have already been submitted. Maybe some of them have already been approved. Others are currently being considered. They might go to a local planning committee in the next couple of months, that kind of thing. So if we go through the raw numbers, in Hartlepool, 4,100 new homes could be built in that borough. In Middlesbrough, 1,700 new homes in the coming years. In Redcar and Cleveland Council told us that 2,300 new homes could be built if all these planning applications were to be approved. In Stockton, 1,300 new homes could be built, whilst in Darlington, there are planning applications currently being processed that relate to around 1,800 new homes. Now, Ali, it's not a new revelation that people want to build homes. We've been talking about this issue.
We desperately needed these new homes.
It's not a new issue that's come up. What this figure is, though, it gives us an idea as to the scale of building that potentially could happen. And I keep coming back to this word, these homes potentially could be built. Now, as you mentioned, this is a controversial subject, and recently I've been spending time with people on both sides of the house building debate.
Right. This is what we have out of our bedroom window every morning. And at the moment, they're not working.
I've come to see Marilyn Wood in Acklam, a long-time campaigner against the redevelopment of the area surrounding Acklam Hall in Middlesbrough.
All the heavy stuff is up and down here. But actually, the noise of the cranes and the things isn't as bad as the beep, 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 beep.
Yes.
It sounds like being in a microwave.
For Marilyn, the pressing issue about many of the applications to build new homes in the area is that many people, in her opinion, on Teesside would simply not be able to buy them.
It concerns me that the type of houses they're building, which are often detached, which people prefer to live in nowadays, who can afford them? And I mean, the houses that they're building behind us are between £300,000 and £400,000. And that isn't your average Teesider's need.
In total, across Teesside, there are applications within the planning system that could see 11,000 new homes built in the coming years.
It seems rather a lot, and I hope that there's people who need these houses.
Away from Middlesbrough, and talk to anyone who's tried to oppose the building of a new housing estate, and the thing they'll tell you is that for many, it seems that all the cards are stacked in the developer's favour.
It's not easy. It's not easy, really, because it isn't just a case of building homes. Planning, despite good intentions and good intentions from central government and at a high level of local government, it's still not easy, depending on which local authority you're talking to.
Brian Manning is the chief executive of the Durham-based construction company S Group, and Brian tells me that his company does a lot to try and work with local residents who might be concerned about a new development.
We've had people out there anti-development, but I suspect once the development starts, it'll start. There'll be no doubt one or two people who objected to this development. All businesses now, all companies now, have to have consultation. It's part of the planning process. You've got consultation, you listen to what people say, and actually sometimes you can pick ideas up that will help the development and help you get better value out of the development as well.
Louise, are you well?
Nice weather.
I brought some brolly as well. But let's put all of this in a little bit of historical context. Teesside is not a stranger to big planning applications. Ingleby Barwick at one time was considered the biggest housing estate in Europe. On a wet afternoon near Preston Farm in Stockton, Louise Baldock, the local Labour parliamentary candidate, tells me the issue of building new houses is an issue that consistently comes up on the doorstep?
For me, it's wanting to build on the green wedge between villages and towns. Because it's the easiest land to build on if you're a builder, you don't have to worry about digging up old concrete. You can just get stuck in into your lovely field.
Is the issue of house building an issue that is talked about?
It is. It's talked about all the time, especially in places like Yarm and Ingleby Barwick. People talk about it all the time because they don't want to see that precious space being built on.
And David, just further reflections on that and thinking about, you know, there is the need for new homes, clearly. Yep. I mean, what's the government target? Something like 200,000?
200,000 new homes a year are needed.
A year will be needed just to try and keep pace with demand. And yet there are issues of people who see green belt areas which are of great use socially and much prized, built on. So it's a key area. It's a big debate, isn't it? And this debate will intensify over the coming years.
It certainly will be. We've reflected on now the idea that the government is saying 200,000 new homes a year need to be built. The Labour Party agree with that. The Labour Party actually think that figure should be increased further to somewhere just under 300,000 new homes. We've had a government response. The government they're unapologetic about their house building aims, because their key argument is that if we build new homes, it will reduce the price of homes across the UK, and that will mean that people can get on the property ladder and go forward from there. But there is a key point to finish with here, Alistair, this morning, and it's been echoed in that report that we heard earlier. Are we building the right kind of homes? 4-5-bed homes in Middlesbrough, they're not in high demand. We know that. We live and work in this region. We hear constantly about people wanting smaller properties, 1 or 2-bedroomed houses for people to move into. And this is the final point. There are 500,000 people, roughly, who live on Teesside. 500,000 people. We're going to potentially, in the coming years, build 11,000 new homes. Are all of those homes really needed?